Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Final segment here. Robbie and Rex. Road 125-106 to the game. Programming note. Right here on this network at 12:30, Mike Borgonzi will be on with DVD. With Vingan, with D-Mace, and I believe with Willie as well. So there you go. Mike Borgonzi will be on at 12:30. You have some information, PK. Mike Borgonzi in the process of hiring him. Did Brian Callahan meet him for the first time yesterday?
He did not. So despite the fact that this station's afternoon host cast himself yesterday as a body language expert, and read that the bro hug between the head coach and the new GM was the first time they met, and then had a second body language expert, Chris Sanders, break down Stillman's breakdown, Stillbilly's breakdown. So there were two people breaking
but wait,
it down.
But Jill
and
Jelinek,
he was calling
but
Jill Jelinek's
also
eye
saw
contact.
It.
He interpreted Jill Jelinek's eye contact as approval. So we had three non-body language experts, one unwittingly involved in this, all deciding based on nothing except observation that it was the first time they had met. Brian Callahan actually, if you just ask around and get factual information, was in the interview, the live interview, when Borgonzi came to Nashville.
I mean, how could he have not have been, right?
Of course he was. How he not have been is because it made for better radio to interpret the hug. After a day of factual question asking, what could I do that will spark the audience that will stir things up, and have this guy call in and say, hey, I heard they never met before the press conference yesterday.
Well, he was asking. He did text back, and he said, I wasn't saying I believed it. I just wanted clarification.
Yeah. Well, so don't believe. Don't believe what you hear.
You got some there. Clarification. I still need to hear all this.
I got to find a hot take. I've had a lot of information given to me today. What could I come up with that will stir things up and make it seem like something nefarious happened there? I mean, you could come up with nefarious stuff.
I need to hear this still. Like, you know, I'm getting this from you secondhand. Also, you know, I gotta reject out of hand anything negative said about Chris Sanders. I'd just like to say that on the record. So I have to rebuff you there. But I need to hear
Chris Sanders, somewhat an innocent victim here. Somewhat an innocent victim, because Stillman's putting him in a seat to be an expert to interpret something that didn't actually happen.
Did you hear any of this, Keezer? No, Keezer, no. Okay.
But Chris Sanders is a weekly guest. I'm sorry. It's very low.
You don't need to. Okay, fine. Whatever, man. Okay, well, let's keep it to the last three minutes.
Honest here, Joe. Do you have me in to come and lie?
I didn't say to lie. You don't always have to say everything that comes to your mind.
Right.
You know what I mean? No one asked you, hey, Paul, give me your honest opinion of this person.
I'm evaluating this segment that was filled with intentional mistruths.
All right. Well, I am gonna. Today,
you know what else? What else I heard in that segment is that Borgonzi's gonna give Callahan players he doesn't want.
Yeah. Well, that's ridiculous. You know that there's no one in this league that's success. I mean, go look around at any of these teams, whether it's the coach, you know, whether it's a Reed situation or a Shanahan situation or whatever, you know, whatever the situation is with like Dan Campbell and the Lions draft, really hugging them when they get Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, of course the coach has to be in on every step of the way, every interview.
Not here, just listen to two.
Yeah, and that's – so, again, I need to – just want to make sure that you're not
– at least he said he thinks this is what's going to happen. He thinks this is what's happening.
Well, that would just be terrible, terrible business. Like, no one does that. No one does that. That makes no sense at all. I mean, you have to, of course, fit your scheme to your talent. That's what a good coach does. But also – you're still looking for talent that fits your scheme, and you're looking for players that fit what you want to do so that the two things can mesh, right? I mean, you just said, okay, well, you let me know, and I'll just coach him up. That's, again, it's not 1978.
I'll just come on the field and see who's there.
Yeah. All right.
92, well, who are you? I'm Callahan.
Wait, 92, is that Kevin Dodd's number, by the way? Was Kevin Dodd 92? I think he was.
I think he probably was.
That's a Freudian slip. Freudian slip right there for you. We've been talking about Kevin Dodd.
You know, John Robinson had private workouts with Kevin Dodd, like on Tuesdays.
Oh, you're saying after he was here?
Yeah. I mean, when he knew things were going south, he hands-on worked.
Like he did like Vrabel? He made like Vrabel and put on the stuff? Yeah. I did not know that. Didn't work. It didn't work very well.
But, I mean, he was trying everything humanly possible to make that guy turn out to be who he thought he was going to be. I respect it.
All right, your final thought on all that took place yesterday for Titans fans. If you leave the Titans fans with one thought today, what is it?
Make them prove it. That's my theme for the whole offseason. Make them prove it. Yeah, you can be a little bit encouraged, but make them prove it. And it's going to be some time before they can prove it.
Yeah, but
you got to slow it down.
But this offseason needs to be good, and that needs to there needs to be a demonstration of a good offseason to some degree in the fall. Agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Thank you for coming in, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. Who knows what tomorrow may bring?
Who knows what time I might or might not get a text? Don't block the box. Be sure to lock your locks.
Jason Big Joe next. Ryan Rexo 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.